He's got all the power you need. Amen. Have you got a need? You need power. Amen. You got a need. You need not your power. Don't think about yourself being Hercules, Superman. You need the God. You need to be the God man. That's what we were talking about Wednesday night, being a God man. You remember, if y'all been watching any TV, I do like to watch football every now and again. The Saints, remember the big things about the Saints? The guy came out, one of the players came out with man of God on his forehead. You know, they fined him. How much? $7,000. They didn't. They took it back. See that? Oh, praise God. They're getting smart out there. Amen. Yeah. Don't curse God. Bless God. But see, he was doing it whether they fined him or not, because what? He is a man of God. He knows where his strength comes from. And then you see, and then later on you see all those kids backed him up, and they made their homemade man of God and put him on YouTube. They were backing, not the man. Come on, they were backing us with his word, with his spirit. God said he's wrote his name on us. He stamped us with his word, with his spirit. See, the Antichrist is a man's mark. See, you'll be able to see it, 666. But see, God's mark is invisible to the human eye. But come on, what you do for God, your love expressed by what you do is visible. You just did something. You brought your tithes and offerings to the front. That took faith. You gave believing in something the pastor said that he hasn't seen God. I haven't seen God with my physical eye, but I experienced God through faith, and God showed his power to me. Amen. He set me free from some devils, Terry. Amen. He set me free by his anointed power. I didn't cuss no more. I didn't drink. I didn't have a desire to drink no more when I got up off the floor. Why? Because God put his holy power through my body. And then it lit a fire. It lit a call that was on the inside of me. And I was younger back then. Amen. That's been over 20 years ago. But God called me even before then, when I was in high school, elementary school. The call has always been there. I just didn't have the power. Never been taught a lot about the power. But that didn't change God. God kept bringing people across my path till one day I finally followed them. You know, the disciples, when they saw Jesus, they said, Philip, come see. The Messiah, the one the scripture talked about. Come see. What if he hadn't have come see? They wouldn't have saw. Philip would have went to somebody else. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to go follow it. And thank God they followed Jesus. Jesus said, and then he said, hey, are you the one? Jesus said, come and see. In other words, what do you want? The title of this message is Jesus Passing by. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Do not let Jesus pass you by. Amen. We're finally going to get into the message a little bit. I'm on part two and Patsy hadn't got started yet. Just the introduction. That's what Keith Moore says. I think God's making this a series. Amen. You ever watch the World Series? How many games does it go? Seven. Does it have to go seven? No. Hey, that's a revelation right there in the Word of God. What did you say? Hey,
I think goes four.
All right. See, Hank knows something about baseball. I know a little bit. You get to quit early if you win. That's right. Praise God. I mean, they out there practicing, doing what they're supposed to do. Supposed to be learning something. Amen. But see, sometimes. Sometimes the pitcher, he might not be the one that day. That's why they got more than one pitcher. Amen. Get a little bit of light up here. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the offerings that came in today. Father, we thank you, Lord. That was faith. Lord, your people exercised faith, Lord. And you said faith is the victory that overcomes this world system. So I just thank you right now, Lord. There's power that is being released into their lives right now, into their bodies right now, Lord. We thank you, just like Larry, his knee got healed when he was serving you, Lord. And he didn't ask to be healed. We don't have to ask to receive something from God. We believe. And when we're in a belief, God can touch us whether we've asked him or not. We're believing in his son, Jesus. He is the healer. And if you believe in Jesus, you got healing. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with asking, but I like to, when I get it, I didn't even ask for it in particular. But you know what? If you believe, that is a point of faith of asking. Because there ain't but one Jesus, and can't nobody do me like Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, a blessing on this finances in Jesus' name. Whatever the people need, Lord, I thank you, Lord, you give them the power to get wealth, wisdom, know where to go, where not to go, where to stay, where not to stay. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And don't let Jesus pass you by. Scripture reference is out of Mark. That's where we'll start. Mark chapter 6 and verse 48. And I'm going to go ahead and get there in my Bible because sometimes I make a lot of good notes in here. And if I don't open it up, I'll forget about the note that I made. Possibly. I will share one nugget that came through Wednesday night Bible study that your tomorrow begins today. Your tomorrow begins today. What you believe of God today, and Pastor Jim has said this, how great is our God? How great is our God? How great is your God? How great? What do you believe in him for? Say it today so he can do it tomorrow. Because when tomorrow gets here, it's today. Amen? So your tomorrow begins today. Don't leave this place not believing the expression what you believe God today so it can he can work in your tomorrow. Amen? Hey, I shared this. Somebody recently, faith can either work for you or faith can work against you. Amen? Because if it's not, faith in fear is going to bring the devil. Faith in God's word is going to bring God on the scene. See, your faith can work for you. It can work against you. Because faith is just a substance that grabs a hold of what you're believing for. That's your spirit being. That's what God gave you, that ability. When God brought Eve, Adam said, whoa, man, I'll take it. I'll take her. Eve. Just one. There's just one. There was just one there, right? See, from there we got into all religion. Man brought his idea that he could have 5, 6, 7, 10 wives. Solomon even went higher than that. God never said that, did he? God brought one woman. It's not good that man be alone with one woman. That's good. It's good to be alone with one woman, amen. If you a man. Y'all got all that? That's 101, basic Bible 101. One man, one woman. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, we got to go back to 101, guys, in the world. So, Mark 6:48. I ain't got there yet, but I'm almost there. It says, and he saw, Jesus saw them toiling and rowing. They were struggling to row this boat. Row, row, row your boat. We're going to the other side. That's what Jesus told them. For the wind was contrary with them. And Jesus wasn't in the boat. He was walking along the seashore. And about the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came unto them, walking upon the sea. What a sight. And would have, you need to underline this in your Bible, would have passed by them. It didn't say it was his will. It said he would have passed by them. Number one, when Jesus gives you a promise, you can count on him making it good.
Amen.
If Jesus says something, it's covenant. And God can't lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Verse 45. And straightway he constrained his... Constrained? You know what the word constrained means? Let me finish. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship. That means to compel by force. Forcefully compel. Jesus straightway forced his disciples to get in this boat. In other words, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Get in the boat, boys. We're going to the other side. Yes, sir, Captain. I mean, that was the way he constrained them and his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethesda. Bethesda. Did I say that right? Bethsaida. Sound better? While he, Jesus, took care of the people. I'll take care of the people. You got to understand, he just fed 5,000 people. They just did a miracle. Jesus been teaching the word. And hey, we just had a dinner over here tonight, and I thank God for all the people that helped out at our rally and this church by prayer support, financial support. Man, we brought the man of God. He brought the word. People got healed, got touched. The word got sowed. We're making a difference. Amen? Amen. Jesus said, if you be faithful over little, he'll make you rule over much. Jesus wants to do much in this city, much in this world. And it starts with, do this, do this, do this, do this. So Jesus said, we're going to the other side. I just helped. I served me and Sherry, and we got the food. I tell you what, I was tired. When you feed some people, they fed thousands of people, Colette. They served. You got to understand, the disciples, Jesus blessed it and broke it. But then he gave it to Reed. He gave it to Lewis. He gave it to Pastor Jim. 12 men with baskets. And as they went, and Jesus set them down. You know, the pastor, the shepherd, he's given direction. And the people are listening. They're following directions by hundreds, by 50s. And hopefully, maybe you got the 50s instead of the hundreds. I mean, the disciples got to go out here and take this fish and bread. And they eat. They got filled. In other words, that might have been second rounds. Hey, Pastor. Hey, Peter, come back around. I'm still hungry. Because the Bible says they were all filled. This is before we get into this scripture. And these guys are working. They're serving thousands of people. Hey, I need another round. And so they're going back around. And it's hot. They're in the desert. Paint the picture. You know, we can read this, but we need to let it in us and get and put ourselves in those disciples' feet. You know, Andrew Womack, a good man of God, he can wear the ribbon because he's fought the battle. He's put the word. He's preached the word. Opposition. But he talked about how that before he saw his son raised from the dead, or anybody raised from the dead, Andrew said when he saw Jesus calls Lazarus, come forth, Andrew saw him calling Lazarus forth. Andrew. But it's not Andrew, it's Christ in us. But Andrew had to see that Jesus told me to raise the dead. And Andrew said, I saw it. He said, I called Lazarus forth. And then when Andrew's son, his physical son, died, that dream came back to him. Because think about it, if you get that report, you're going to hurt on the inside. You're going to grieve. But there's something, the power. God's given us that power. And if Andrew hadn't have been studied, hadn't been seeing himself do what Jesus said, his son would have stayed in that morgue. Now, he's probably born again. We hope. Only God knows the heart of man, right? But the word, we know if he's been raised up by Andrew and Jamie, the word had been preached, sung, because they were ministers. But he saw his son, and he wasn't there. Andrew was an hour, 2 hours out, but his other brother was there. And when he said that, when that fear came, see, faith, there's fear, but faith answered the door, and fear wasn't there no more. See, when that hit Andrew, he said he could have got grieved, and he could have started thinking, but he said, no, Father, I know this is not you. This is a lie. And it was the truth. I mean, the fact was he was dead, but the truth was you giving me power. And him and Jamie got in agreement. Say agreement. And they released faith in the word of God. And his other brother said about very shortly, Peter sat up in the morgue, been dead for hours. Set up. That's the power of God. And I don't care, you know, that's Andrew's story, and he's sticking to it. He's got grandbabies now that would not have been here had he not believed God and believed that God had the power and had a promise. Amen? And no matter, this is what we heard this morning, God can change anything if we'll give him the thing. Give it to him. Give him something to do. Give him something to work with. Give him your faith. That's what he needs to work with, that problem. Jesus said he constrained them. He compelled them. But you got to understand, guys, these are fishermen. A lot of them's fishermen. They saw the cloud. It ain't looking good out here. You know, it's cloudy. You know, we've seen clouds for many weeks now, but we finally got some rain, right? We need the rain. And Leo's out there with the umbrella, and he's helping us get in here and be dry. But you know what? He ain't saying, man, he ain't complaining about this rain. Why? Because we need it. Amen? We need the rain. We need the rain of the Holy Ghost. We need the power. We need the power of God, the Spirit of God. The word's good. We got to have the word, but we got to have, amen, to God. We got to have that power mixing together to give us the victory that we need. Amen. And it comes from God. And I thank God he chose me. Not because I'm me, but because he chose me faithful. That I would take and go against the persecution and the ridicule. And you know what? Because it ain't about what people think. It's about what God says do. When I get to heaven, Jesus ain't going to talk about all these other people. He's going to say, what did you do? In other words, he's not really asked me. He said, what have you done? Because this past, what did you do? Enter into the joy. Look at all these rewards you got. See, there's rewards for what we do down here and up there. See, it ain't what I do that gets me to heaven. It's who I know. I believe in Jesus. That is the key to heaven. Jesus is the key. The way you get in is Jesus. North, south, east, or west gate. When you go to a football game, depending on what ticket you got, you won't get in the right gate because that stadium is big, buddy. Well, I tell you what, heaven's a big place. And I don't care what gate I'm at, I just want to get in. Amen. Whatever gate, when I get there, look, the one I'm closest to, I'm going to say, Jesus, that's the passcode. And you know what? If you're there, you ain't going to have to say Jesus. They're going to know Jesus. They're going to know. You ain't even going to be close unless you got Jesus. Amen. You're not even going to get close. I was lied to a lot at church. Remember those little things they give? They're going, when you see Jesus, he's going to read your whole life story. There's going to be a video, Lewis. This is what I remember in Sunday school. There's going to be a video, and it's going to play your life. All the things, all the bad things you did. I don't remember the good things. That ain't true. Because when you come to Jesus, it says he forgets your past. Amen. He's not keeping account of your past. My name's written in the Lamb's book of life. If I wasn't doing that for him, that's the book of death. And there's no book on that. If I would give my life to Jesus, amen, he's not going to remind me of my past. He's going to say, look at your future. Because that past ain't getting me there. Jesus is getting me there. And I'm not against the Sunday school teachers. They were teaching the word of God, but that wasn't true. That's not true, because that didn't lead me to Jesus. I'm sorry. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads me to Christ. Now, there's a hell to shun, and there's a heaven to gain. And I'm not going, we got to preach hell too. You don't want them to be there. There ain't nothing good about hell. Only good thing is I ain't going. Amen. That's the only good thing about hell. You need to know. God didn't create it for you. He created it for the Satan and his angels, because the Bible talks about that hell had to be enlarged. Why? Because men started taking on the attributes, the character of the devil, their father, the devil, and God had to enlarge hell because of man's transgression. Ain't that sad? That's just extra. Jesus forced his disciples to get in the boat. They saw the clouds out there, man. It ain't looking too good, Jesus. But they didn't say that here. It ain't looking too good. But he had to force them. They might have had some backlash from them. He had to force them, compel them to get in that boat. I'm sure Peter, Peter let you know real quick. I don't think so. But anyway, they listened to Jesus. Thank God. So Jesus told his disciples to get into this boat, ship. It wasn't a big boat. It wasn't a nice bass boat that we can get nowadays with all the luxuries and the depth finders and ding dings and, you know, man, it was a wooden boat with oars. Oars, buddy. And they were toiling. And Jesus told his disciples, get into this boat against their better judgment. Objections, I'd say better judgment. That made Jesus responsible. Amen. That made Jesus accountable to his disciples. Because Jesus was in the same vicinity. He's in the same area. He's not in this alone. God will never tell you to do something that he ain't already done. Amen. My wife's got this nice thing on the wall. He says that the pretty much God won't tell you to do something unless the grace has already been provided for you. That grace is there to protect you. He'll never send you somewhere and put you in harm's way with it. His grace is not there to protect you from it. Amen. Because he loves us. Man, if my child didn't know nothing about a snake, and I just use a snake because the Bible talks about a lot about the devil, it's like a snake. If my kid didn't know nothing, they're young, never been around snakes, I wouldn't go set them down out here in a nest of snakes and let them know that you're going to be all right. Man, I'm going to let them know that snakes are not good for you. Don't even get around them, man. Now, don't be in fear of snakes because you have authority over them. But you don't tempt a snake. You don't tempt a dog if you come into his territory and mama's got babies, a bear, whatever it is. You got to respect. You got to know some things, right? Know who you are in Christ, but also know that bear was created to protect her cubs. Amen. You can be a Daniel, but you got to understand they were after his sheep. See, David was protecting the sheep. The bear, the lion got the sheep. David said, I'm watching over this is my daddy's sheep. And David went out there and took that lion and took that bear. And then guess what? There came a giant after God's sheep, Goliath. But what did David do before he defeated Goliath? He defeated the lion. God told him to do that first. Watch these sheep. Natural sheep. Bah. Bah. Sheep, not people. Sheep. God counted David faithful. Amen. But Lord, my brothers, my bigger brothers, man, see, David was one of the little brothers. My bigger brothers, they out there on the battle, man. They out there fighting women out there, you know, women like guys that are strong, right? Men, women in general. I better say that. I'm in a faith church here, man. You know, Hollywood paints this picture, you know, the bodybuilder guys, you know. Wow. David's at home tending sheep. Come on, Lord, man, my brother's out there on the battle, man. But David got David defeated giant. He also got the woman, too. There came a prize with that. I'm just thinking of teenagers. David was young. Amen. Come on, guys. We all young. Ask Rowan back there. He just turned 15 yesterday. He went to the football game, and he's got a girlfriend. But he better have God in all this stuff, right? Because that girlfriend's going to like stuff, pretty stuff, stuff that costs money. And if you got God, hey, prophesy, Helen. He needs a job. Hey, amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. You need a word from God. You need a job. You need a woman. You need a job. That's the word of God right there. See, before God gave him a woman, he gave him something to do, didn't he?
That's right.
Keep this garden. Keep the grass out of it. But God knew Adam needs somebody to help him find his socks when he take his socks off. Now, he didn't have socks. You got to bring it in there. Where are my socks? Where am I this? Where am I that? I know where it is. It's where you left it, dummy. Amen. Thank God we got the Holy Ghost. Man, even if you don't have a woman, that's all right. You got God. And the Holy Ghost knows where everything is. Ain't nothing wrong with you being alone. God said, I'll be your husband. I'll be your wife. But he did say it's not a good man to be alone. Amen. That's between you and God. Don't be alone without God. You are alone if you're without God in this world. That's a sad place. So here's this storm, guys. This ain't looking good. Jesus says, go to the other side. Jesus wasn't in a house. He didn't say, y'all go through the storm. I'm going to a tent. I'm going to pray. No, it says Jesus went up on the mountain to pray in the elements. You know, I'm sure he's got something to put over his head. Storm. Jesus was very aware of the situation. Nothing takes the Lord by surprise. Doctor got a bad report. God knew it. God put the answer in the book. He wants you to know the answer before. Jesus has been teaching his disciples faith, guys, ever since they've been with him, teaching faith. The kingdom of God, likewise, hand, parable, teaching. Likewise, he knew their situation. Likewise, when we're doing the Lord's bidding, God is responsible for us. The work he's called us to do, he's responsible for it. Amen? And we can, say, rest. We can rest assured. Faith is not a struggle. He knows our situations completely. And that's the song while we played it. God might not be early, but he ain't never late. He's right on time. And he's got all the power you need right when you need it. Amen? Right when you need it. Down south, that right when you need it. Right. Now is a good one. And right now, Lord, call on that power. See, Jesus could have called 12 legions. Did I get it right? 12 legions. 12 legions of angels on that cross. Wasn't right time, Lewis. Wasn't right time. No. If he'd have cried out, I'd still be crying out for help. Because Jesus had to take that so he could take my sin. He could take my separation from God. Jesus was separated, so I would never be separated from God. That's why Jesus said, I'll never leave you, because I had to leave God. But you will never have to if you believe. If you receive me, you receive him who sent me, his Father. Amen? And Jesus knew his Father. They already made a plan. They made a covenant that I'm going to have to forsake you. Jesus knew the scripture. But he said, you're going to rise again. Jesus knew he would have to take that separation. He knew that in his spirit. But his flesh, our flesh was not created to die. And it should not feel good to die. Death is not our friend. Death is your enemy. Amen. And it's actually God. It's already been defeated. To a Christian, you'll never experience death, which I say spiritual death, separation from God. Your body's going to die, but that's not you. Amen. You're going to live. Say live. There's people in this church that are living in heaven today. Amen. And they're saying, rejoice. It's the truth. It was the truth, man. We are here. we are here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So if you got Jesus' word, you got his promise, he told you to do it, rest assured you've got all the power you need. Amen? All the power you need. Number two, there is no doubt that Jesus was coming out there to help his disciples. Walking, there's no doubt that was Jesus coming to help. Why? He put them in there. Yet, we read that he made as though he just keep on walking. Now, me and Angel, we was having a good conversation last night. Angel Riviera. I hope I said that name. Riviera. I like to have a name. Riviera. That sounds like a power word. Riviera. But anyway, we just talking and discussing. We was talking about this walking on the water. Now, he's in the military. Riviera still is. And I think his desire is talking about he wants to stay there till they kick him out. So that's a good man. He just enjoys it. So he said, I'm going to stay here till they kick me out. But he was talking about this walking on the water. He said, you know, it is physically possible to walk on water. So I'm kind of, okay, come on, talk to me a little bit, Angel. But he said, I tried it, Pastor. He said, I said, walking on water? He said, no, but I ran. He said, if you get fast enough and you hit the water, therefore three steps or so, you're walking on. But you see, you're running. Jesus said he walked. But he was talking about running. Well, he was running. Well, he was running about three steps and then he went down. But you know how fast you got to be running to even think about treading that water? But see, faith ain't a struggle. Jesus wasn't struggling walking on the water. You remember in Genesis 1:1, the Spirit of, or it might not be 1:1, but the Spirit of God was hovering, was moving, brooding. Spirit of God, you can't see the Spirit of God, but I can see it in you. I can see your life. I can see your smile. When I talk about the word, something on the inside of your body rises to the occasion. Amen. When you start talking about Jesus and you're born again, you get excited. But if you don't know Jesus, you start getting worried because you've heard all this tribulation and all this stuff that's in the Bible. And if you don't have Jesus, you don't have comfort. You don't have rest. Amen. Because they talk about those blood moons and things happening before I knew Jesus. And I knew some prophecy. I'd heard prophecy and I didn't know Jesus. So, man, I was fearing that day, you know, because I wasn't assured that I knew God. And I believed the Bible. But anyway, here's Jesus walking on the water, and he would have passed by. But this illustrates how the Lord comes to us. He comes to us. He's always there in the midst of the problem. He's always there. Always there, just like that Holy Spirit. That's where I was at, hovering. And God said, and then it quit hovering, and the Spirit went to work. But see, that's Jesus. The Spirit was in him. It was upon him. He was anointed, so he was a hovercraft. He was walking. Just the Holy Spirit's in him. How you walk on water, that's the Holy Spirit keeping him afloat. He is the creator. Jesus is the creator, guys. If he wants to walk on his water, Jesus, walk on as much water as you want to walk on. He's God. He's a spirit. Water came from spirit. Amen. And he's walking on it. No problem. But he wasn't out there just saying, I'm walking on water because I'm Jesus, I'm the Son of God. No, there's a problem. The devil's there. The destroyer's there trying to keep them from what Jesus said to do. And Jesus came out there walking on the water, said he would have passed by. He would have passed by. But he doesn't just take control. He's been teaching the word, guys. What is the good teacher looking for? Faith. Been teaching faith, demonstrating faith by the miracles. They had their hands on it, Lewis. They took the baskets. The miracles were multiplied in their hands, in the disciples' hands. This is a storm. Now they're toiling, they're straining to get to the other side. They're not drowning yet. They're not drowning, but Jesus is coming. And he's never early and he's never late. He's coming. And he would have passed by. What is he? Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on. Somebody call out to me. Would have passed by. You know, it's like my kids, you know, or think about somebody broke down on the road. They know you. They know your car. And their car's broke down. You know, I'm looking for somebody I know. Hey. Because I don't like strangers, you know. But my car's broke down. I say, Terry, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to be in the road. Don't pass me by, Terry. It's Pastor. Look, I don't have my suit on, but look, it's me. More than that, you know my voice, Terry. Stop. passing by. Jesus is walking. Jeep. My Jeep's broke down. Jesus, my Jeep is broke down. You know, cry out to Jesus. He knows your problem, but he needs your faith. He needs that faith. He needs your faith. He don't just take control, because that's not God. He's not to manipulate or control you, but he's going to give you his promise. Regardless of how desperate our situations are, he waits for us to call out. Call out to him. Jesus. That's you cannot exhaust the name of Jesus. Religion would say, well, I just called on him last night and he answered my prayer. Surely I can't call on him again. It's too early. Call on Jesus now. Lord, if it be your will. No, that's not the right prayer. Jesus has already taken care of that. Amen. It's in the Bible. I will. You ain't got to think about if I will. I have. Yes. What do you want? Call on my name expecting you're going to get it. Amen. Amen. See, God wants us to get to the point I'm feeling. We don't have to pray to be healed. We walk in health. How do you get it? When I'm feeling good, I'm in the Word. When I'm healthy, when I'm not sick, not battling with something, I'm in the Word. And what you're doing, you're building yourself up. The devil's coming, guys. He'll tempt you and you defeat him with the Word. He's coming back for another opportune time. Don't let your house be swept and clean with the world. Man, fill it up with the Word of God. So when he comes a-knocking, you're loaded with a double-barrel shotgun. And when that thief comes in, give him both triggers. The Word and the Spirit. Boom! He'll tuck and run. And the Bible says he'll run, he'll flee you in terror. But you got to have bullets in your gun. Don't you be a Barney Fife Christian. Don't you be a Barney Fife Christian. I want my gun fully loaded. Amen. If you got problems hitting that target on the back wall, get you a bigger gun. Get you a scatter gun. Get you a granny gun. Scatter gun. Amen. And have it filled up. I will. I will. Amen. Get you some promises. And shoot them, man. Shoot the Word. Shoot the devil. Pull. Boom. Hit me again. It's written. That's your bullets right there. It's written. But you got to know what's written. The it is written is not your promise. Amen. When the devil says, are you going to die? You got to say, it's written. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. There it is. It's written right there. See, the it is written is not your power word. It's what is written. You got to know what's written. Amen. Amen. Doctor says, ain't looking good. Jesus said, what did he say? See, you got to know what he said. Now, Jesus said a lot of things. But what is he saying now? Amen. What is he saying now? There's your rhema word, now. Faith is now. Amen. He's never early. He's never late. Call out to Jesus. You don't have to be in church to call out to Jesus. Church is a good place to be. If there's a storm, I don't care what it is. This is good. But you are the church. Amen. This is a building filled with God's people. That makes it a powerful church. This is a powerful building right now. God's looking down from heaven. He's seeing fire in this place. He's seeing the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. He's looking from heaven. He's seeing fire down there. That's my people. They in my house, man. They're full of the Holy Ghost and power. Healing, sickness is not welcome here. See, but you got to call out to Jesus. Sickness, the Bible says you are an enemy of God's people. This is God's temple. See, you got to say, hey, diabetes, high blood, whatever it is, you are not welcome here in Jesus' name. Find you a scripture. Jesus said, my house, my body is a temple of prayer. Pray. Pray ain't saying, pray is doing. Amen. Jesus went on the mountain and he said, okay, I'm going to get them. Amen. Going to get them. They in trouble. And he would have walked by, but they called out to him. Waited till they called out. And he doesn't force help on us. God will not force his grace and power on us. He won't do it. And he's always on top of the very thing. See, Jesus walking on the water. And it wasn't just a calm water, was it, Patsy? It wasn't calm. Well, you can't walk on water whether it's calm or wavy. It don't matter. But faith in God, faith in His promises, He can. The Holy Spirit. God won't force this on us. He's always on top of the very thing that is about to drown us. Put that into your book. What's that saying to you? God's in it. God's already given us the answer to the solution. It's no problem for Him. But we have to be looking for the Lord. We have to be looking for the promise. Looking for it, or it'll pass by us. Don't let Jesus pass by. Call out to Him. Night and day, day and night. Meditate on His Word. Day and night, night and day. But don't just meditate. I got it. Bam. There it is. Now apply it. I remember, Lord, years ago, when I was in maintenance, and we painted, and we cleaned, and we mowed yards, and I did everything. Everything that we could do. If it got bigger than us, if it got past us, we called in the retreat. We called in the town of Mooresville. Man, if we have a plumbing line break in the yard, you know, we ain't got backhoes. But we know somebody who does. Call in the town of Mooresville. Man, it's going to preach here somewhere now. Call in the town of Mooresville. You got a promise of God. You got the word on it. You've done everything. Call in the believers. Don't you fight it alone. The town of Mooresville's got a lot more. They got some big equipment. So you might need to call on somebody in the body of Christ that's been through that. They got some big faith on that. When I say big faith, they've exercised their faith. They got all the power. They got a power on that. You need to call them. Come to church. It's a good place to fellowship one to another as we confess our faults one to another. In other words, I'm dealing with that. Next thing you know, Tammy said, "Well, I got a promise for you. Look at here." Then you get the answer. You called out to Jesus when you called out to Tammy. Why? She got Jesus. She got the Word of God on the inside of her. She got power. Amen. We all got power, but we need one another. You know, the lights go out in this room. Leo says, "That's all right. We got lights. Well, somebody knocked the switch off." Well, how many switches we got? 1, 2, 3, 4. Depends on how bright you want the light to be. We can turn one set on and we still half lit, a quarter of a lit. The problem you need, surround you, get you some more people on the prayer line. It ain't that God's the problem. It's no, I need some help. I need some more help on this. Call out to Jesus. More light. More revelation. I see it. There it is. I'm not going to stumble anymore. There it is. That's what I've been stumbling. I've been kicking my toe. I've been hitting my toe every night because I didn't see that. That's revelation. Amen. Call out to Jesus. We have to be looking for the Lord or His promise can pass us by. Got to be hungry for the things of God. Be hungry and thirsty for the Lord. Amen. That rain sounds good, don't it? Oh, that scripture always comes to me. As the rain comes down from heaven and covers the earth and waters it, causes forth the earth to bring forth and bud. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, but it shall not return to me void, but it shall go and it shall accomplish the purpose wherewith I sent it. Amen. That's a promise from God. See, I relate physical things to spiritual things because that's what my teacher showed me. That's what Jesus showed me. That's what my pastor taught me. And what my Father gets pleasure, He gets glorified when I relate the Word to what I'm dealing with. He don't get glory in that sickness. He gets glory in they're getting out of it right now. They're glorifying me, Jesus. They're glorifying me. They're coming out. They're on the other side. Look, the clouds are breaking. The storm did all it could do, but it couldn't keep God from His purpose. Amen. Got them to the other side. Got there. Made it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Call out to Jesus. I want to say this one point and maybe leave this with you thinking about it. A good teacher sends you home with homework. He actually, if you think about it, those disciples, Jesus was looking for some homework. He was looking for a passing grade. Now, God don't put you in the stuff. Amen. Jesus wasn't putting them in harm's way because He wants to beat them up a little bit. No, He knows the devil. He knows his devices. Jesus knew He is their protector. The Bible talks about God will not let you be tempted more than you can take it. Amen. God knows the temptation. He knows the tempter. He knows what He's going to bring on you. But Jesus also knew that I am for you. And he knew where they were going. He knew the storm. He knows the devil. He says he knew what was going to happen. And he knew faith could always overcome the storm. But it's kind of like my kids, you know. One day they're going to be out here on their own. I got to put the word in them because life's going to test you. The devil's going to tempt and test you and trial you and see. See, the Bible says he comes for the word. See, this is where don't you compare yourselves among yourselves. Don't you compare yourself to the wicked. Because, you know, it's like, man, I'm serving God, and this person over here, I know they're not serving God. Look, ain't nothing happening to them. You got eternal life. They got eternal damnation. If they don't know Jesus, there's a lot happening to them, guys. But see, if the devil knows he's got them, but see, you're the factor. You're the one that's following Jesus. You're the problem to the devil's kingdom. He's going to come against you. Hey, we're just going to tell you the truth. Jesus told the disciples the truth. The tempter's coming, guys. He told them when he was getting ready to go to the cross. He says, you're going to deny me. You're going to do this. He said, but I prayed for you. I loved you. I've given you my word. My Father gave me this word to give to you. And he prayed, Jesus prayed for us that we would be one. Amen. I like one and a W, one. Jesus prayed, we win. Amen. We cry out to Jesus, we win. Try out, you got to cry out by faith. Faith. You ain't got to be crying out thinking, if it be your will to heal me. No, you got to cry out to the healer knowing, Lord, I call health. I call healing because you are the healer. And it's not if it be your will, I know it's your will. You got to go from if to knowing. That's going to be a message one day. It's going to be, we're going to get the ifs, ands, or buts out of it. No more ifs, ands, or buts. It is. Amen. Call out to Jesus now. Amen. Don't you wait to get to heaven to get everything. Amen. We ain't going to have. Y'all got that. Amen. Call out to Jesus. Amen. Do not let him pass you by. Amen. Because he's all the promises are yes and amen. That means if I don't know, it ain't God's fault, it's my fault. Because it's been written down from generation to generation. The Hebrews used to sing it. They were singing the song. They were singing. God is my provider. God is my fortress. God is my strength. God is my healer. Jehovah. They called the names of God. Jehovah, you are my Jireh. You are my Jehovah. You are the I am. You know, there's some of the Amplified. I think next week I'll read some of the Amplified. We get a little bit more. And what the word's saying. Amplified just does what it does. It amplifies. This mic is amplifying my voice. It's amplifying it. Amen. You know, Jesus didn't need a microphone. A lot of times he had on the lakes, man. His voice, you get onto the lake, it traveled. It amplified. Amen. But he's got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can speak to you without saying a word. Because he's a spirit being. I mean, the word being spoken, it can speak to your spirit. That small, still voice is where we're getting to in this series. That small, still voice that goes off like a shotgun on the inside of you. Teach my people faith. That's what God spoke to me. If I get out here and try to go back and do some things in the world, you know what? I miss God. You know, Peter at one time said, I don't know what to do. I tell you what, come on, I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing. He tried to go back to what he started doing before he met Jesus, and that was okay. I mean, he was good at that, but Jesus said, I called you a fisher of men, not fisher of fish. Amen? Now, if God's called you a fisher of fish, you're going to catch some fish. You can probably throw a line out there, don't even have no bait on it, and you're going to catch fish. Because why? Jesus said, you're going to catch fish. Amen? But Jesus said, Peter, I've made you a fisher of men. And what God did is he used all that talent. Now Lewis has done some painting, right? A lot of painting. See, he's still shaking. See, he's remembering right now. He's seeing walls. But see, he's good at that. But he might say something. Now, this is just me. He might say something to Lewis. I've called you to make my people look good. See, he would take what he'd done naturally and says, I've got a deeper purpose for you, Lewis. Paint my people with the word of God, with the paintbrush of God. Because, see, they've had so much, all kind of things get on the wall, man. You can just paint. You got holes knocked in the wall. You got to get some putty out. The devil's knocked people in their relationships, in their lives, put holes in them. And he sends Lewis to fill up those holes with the word of God. And it takes some time. You got to apply the word, sand it, apply it. See, this is just how God speaks. And he'll show you things like that, whether it be in the spirit, but then you just keep applying, calling out to Jesus. Lord, it needs another coat. It needs another coat. Amen. And that's what Peter does. He was a fisherman. And he figured, well, I just got to go back. But Jesus was there. He encouraged him. Jesus ended up being on the seashore, cooking fish for him. What are you doing here, Peter? The Lord was restoring him. And then we need restoration. A lot of times we're going to hit walls, and we're going to need some help. Don't separate yourself from people. Never separate, because God's never going to separate with you, but he's got certain people across your path for a purpose there to help you. There was 12 guys in that boat, right? 12 guys in that boat. I don't think all of them was rowing. Amen. Jesus got them all to the other side. One man stepped in the boat that had full of faith. He just didn't have faith. He was full of faith and power. To the other side. Amen. So it don't take you a long time to get somewhere with God. Amen. It don't take a long time. Just got to be. Let him be there and call out. Amen.